Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Karen White, TriDelta CEO and editor-in-chief of the award-winning Trident magazine. As we begin our fall for kindness, one aspect of this is recognizing September as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. For more than 70 years, TriDelta has been committed to changing the way the world treats and defeats childhood cancer at the local, regional, and international levels. And last year, we celebrated the 20-year anniversary of our partnership with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis. TriDelta Collegians and alumni have been passionately raising money for the children and families of St. Jude and have raised more than $75 million since our partnership began in 1999. Our work with childhood cancer has inspired many of our members to go into careers in nonprofit and even medicine. Some have gone on to work for St. Jude. And just last week, I had the opportunity to catch up with one of those very special sisters from the road. So joining us on today's podcast is one of TriDelta's and St. Jude's shining stars, Dr. Beth Stewart. She is an alumna from our Delta Z chapter at the University of Missouri, and in 2012 was named one of our Women of Achievement. Beth is a physician oncologist and researcher whose brave, bold, and kind efforts are at the forefront of St. Jude's mission of finding cures and saving children. Listen in as Beth and I had the chance to catch up.
Beth, we are so excited that you have joined us today on Let's Talk TriDelta. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Karen. It really is an honor to be able to share a little bit about what I get to do here at St. Jude with the rest of my TriDelta sisters.
So I want to talk a little bit about TriDelta and you. You just happened to join TriDelta in 1999, the very year that we established our successful partnership with St. Jude. So as you were coming through recruitment as a new member, what spoke to you about the TriDelta St. Jude partnership at that time?
Yeah, you know, it was such a growing time in my life, right? I had just come to college. St. Jude had been a part of my life since I was a child. And I'd already sort of, you know, had a lifetime of dedication. You know, one of my childhood friends was treated at St. Jude and always had a love of supporting, you know, St. Jude. And to be able to walk through, you know, the doors of TriDelta during recruitment and seeing also the TriDelta ladies there at the time being so passionate about supporting this mission that I had known my whole life, and to think, wow, you know, at this time in my life that, you know, college would also bring this piece of St. Jude there when I was away from home, away from sort of the normal support system that I knew, it just sort of felt like home and felt like family right from the get-go. And so I think it was special that it was sort of that same year that I joined TriDelta that it was this official partnership, but it's led to so much more in my career.
So let's talk about that. I think it's so good for TriDelta members to hear how the collegiate experience sort of creates a pathway for your career and your lifelong journey in TriDelta. So how did your experience in TriDelta sort of lay out that path for you?
Yeah, you know, I think being a TriDelta woman, we are exposed to so many different things in terms of leadership opportunities, philanthropy opportunities. Being a part of that sisterhood is what really got me through college. And my sister supported me every step of the way. As many people will tell you, sort of getting through, you know, biochemistry degree, and then eventually even graduating college and going to medical school, onto residency, then onto fellowship and doing oncology training. You know, my TriDelta sisters were there for me every step of the way. And it wasn't just because, you know, I was headed towards this career path of supporting St. Jude, but, you know, even just supporting my medical career in general, I really relied on my sisters to get me through that. And I think of those sort of late night studying sessions that we had. You don't forget those moments. We'd be down at my collegiate area. We had this area called the Pit where we would sort of go and watch TV and sort of lounge around. And then just behind that is this study area. And I have very vivid memories of, you know, looking at cells and learning about a nucleus of a cell with my TriDelta sisters, right? And those are moments that I sort of remember learning, you know, these little itty bitsy things at the time. But then I think now, you know, what I do in my career where I'm looking at these cells, but they're abnormal cells and these are cancer cells now. And so it all sort of ties back together. But, you know, TriDelta was there for me every step of the way. And even now, you know, you don't think about it at the time, but if you could have imagined like back when I was in college, how much TriDelta would be a part of my career, you know, that I can walk through the doors here at St. Jude and TriDelta is everywhere. And I am still being supported by my TriDelta sisters every single day.
I love that. I love that. Your lifelong journey in TriDelta is certainly very specific, right? So tell me about how it feels to sort of walk through the doors of St. Jude and see our symbolism and see our name and you know, more recently, see TriDelta Place, right? This home away from home for St. Jude patients and families. Are you proud of your affiliation every time you see those things on campus?
Oh, I wish I could like show you right now. I even just hearing you mention this, I know we're virtual, but it's giving me goosebumps because it really is impactful. And that's the true story. You know, I am incredibly proud of what TriDelta has brought here to St. Jude. I see it in a lot of different ways because, you know, my patients benefit every single day because what my TriDelta sisters have done. And it's, you know, their housing, right? As you mentioned, TriDelta Place, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, nothing wrong with staying in a hotel when you come and all of these things, but this is a wonderful housing facility where families can literally feel like they're in a home away from home. And so, you know, having that nicety is just a really, you know, great thing for our patients and families that are traveling from far away to come and get the life-saving treatment they need here at St. Jude. And then, you know, I walk through the doors, right? I see our C clinic and, you know, the subspecialty clinic and my patients there every single day. They benefit from the treatment that happens in that clinic. I also get incredibly proud when I see TriDelta sisters that take the time to come visit and see us here in Memphis. And when they're walking through the hallway, seeing their eyes and sort of experiencing it, especially when they've been here just for the first time and watching them see, you know, what their hard work has become. I love that. I love being able to engage them and see, you know, firsthand, you know, how they feel when they see sort of their efforts come to fruition and how much their work really helps our patients that come throughout these doors every single day.
I mean, that I agree with you. That's magical. And you know that I spent some time in my career at St. Jude as well, just some really happy years. I think what's so cool, Beth, is when you can help donors, right, like TriDelta Women and the folks that support our efforts in TriDelta, see how their philanthropy is being realized, you know, within the halls and rooms and labs at St. Jude. To connect people that closely to their philanthropy is magical. And as a fundraiser, it's always a privilege, right? People to see the difference that they're making through their efforts. And typically they don't feel like they don't feel like their efforts are Herculean in any way, but what they enable is amazing work, right? And I say that the cures for childhood cancer will come from St. Jude. I just have every confidence in the world that that's true, and we'll always be proud as a TriDelta to be a part of that. Talk to us about your research, right? So you just did the coolest video ever that people are, it's so cool. So it's like,
yes, my great nerdy video, but yes, I love it.
It's awesome,
a little inside look. You know, in thinking about, you know, what the TriDelta Women have provided, they provide just that. They have provided me even resources to do my research. And so that video was just a little insight into, you know, what I do on a daily basis. And I sort of have a pretty unique job here at St. Jude. So I spend part of my time taking care of, you know, solid tumor patients in our clinic and in our inpatient areas. And a lot of the patients that I take care of are high-risk patients in the sense that they may have, you know, cancer that has spread to multiple areas in their body, meaning that it's metastasized, or there are patients that unfortunately their cancer has return, so they've got recurrent disease. This patient population, for some of them, there's no rule book, right? I can't just pick up some article and it's going to tell me exactly how to treat them. And so those are the patients that need our help the most. And it's those experiences that sort of motivate us to, you know, take these challenges back to the research lab where, you know, we can study these tumor samples from our patients that are here at St. Jude and continue to improve upon that. And so we'll actually, you know, as many of you sort of saw a little insight in the video, you know, where we can grow actual patient tumors in our lab and try to find out what these tumors are vulnerable to. And so coming up with new therapies right here in the lab so that we can directly take that information and get it back to the patients that need it the most.
But it's absolutely amazing. And of course, the aspect of St. Jude that's so unique, that really makes the St. Jude business model, if you will, so very different, is the speed at which, A, you're able to bring the bench to the bedside, right? But then, B, the piece of this that ends up being shared, right, globally, freely, immediately with researchers around the world to kind of feed the research, right? To continue to amplify the work that's happening with researchers like you all over the world. That's a unique piece of St. Jude's story.
Yeah. You know, that aspect of being able to share is something that I'm also very proud of in being able to work here at St. Jude. It's a little bit different than the traditional research model where, you know, once you discover something, you want to sort of keep it to yourself and you're going to, you know, come up with ways to, you know, try to profit off of that or, you know, sort of covet that information until you can have a big research paper or who knows what. And that mindset, as you mentioned, is very different here at St. Jude. We're not trying to keep anything to ourselves. In fact, the moment that we make a discovery, we put it out there and we share it. And, you know, we've had a lot of success in doing that and being able to move that needle even further. Like I said, for the patients that need it the most. I was fortunate enough, shortly after I came to St. Jude, I was involved in a research project in our lab where we were working on a type of cancer called Ewing sarcoma. And we had discovered, you know, by taking patient samples and doing some of the work that I mentioned before, you know, a new drug therapy that we thought was really beneficial. And so the minute we discovered that, we put that out there, we talked to everyone in the community, all these, you know, research centers across the country and said, hey, you know, we need to get this information out there. Within a year of actually making this discovery, we opened a clinical trial where we could enroll patients that could receive this therapy. And so that's also sort of unheard of. Usually it takes, you know, 5-10 years to even get that information forward. But because we had done such extensive research in the lab and had the resources, again, provided by a lot of our TriDelta sisters, whether it be, you know, TriDelta, you know, triple play and baseball tournaments and flipping pancakes, whatever it is, all those, you know, resources came at the time when we needed it the most. And so within a year, we could open that trial without a lot of difficulty and enrolled our first patient. I always, you know, sort of had in my mind this thought that, you know, we could work in the lab and you sometimes spend long hours, long nights, you know, whatever it is, but all of that would be worth it if we could help just one patient. You know, like if I could do all of this work, it wouldn't matter if I could help one patient. And that was sort of the first example where, you know, we had discovered something in the lab, it moved forward to patients where I got to sort of see in real time our research that was helping. And we had our first patient that had a dramatic response to this particular therapy where they'd already been through multiple therapies before that hadn't worked. And they enrolled in this trial and had a dramatic response. They were able to go back to college, you know, and have that college experience and do things that were sort of ripped away from them. And so like, man, like that's, that taste is just so motivating to continue to
now
do that.
I have goosebumps. Like that, when you think about, I mean, our population, right? We, of course, TriDelta has 220,000 women around the world, but 18,000 of those women this year, right, are college students. So, you know, thinking about how their lives could be interrupted by something like this, but based on the research that's being done at St. Jude, right, based on the speed to which you can actually help folks, this young patient that responded so well went back to college. I think that would resonate with all of our collegiate members to know that that young person was helped. And it does, you're right, it goes back to the funds that are raised for St. Jude. And I think that's the piece that so many people maybe don't understand is the importance of public donations to St. Jude. Your ability to do some of this work in the way you do it is based on the generosity of individual donors supporting the work of St. Jude. And those individual donors, right, being including TriDelta and all the wonderful parents and aunts and uncles and friends and neighbors and Greek brothers and sisters, right, that support the events that you mentioned. We need to keep on bringing those dollars, I guess is what I'm saying. Keep bringing them in, keep our focus, right? Focus on the future and support the work.
Now more than ever, right, we need that support. And every single individual donor, it is at the individual level that it does make a difference. You know, I want to give people sort of this inside look where I'm actually here at St. Jude and I see firsthand what that difference looks like. Just to be able to thank all of the people that, you know, make that possible. It's your letter writing campaign where your aunt did donate and what that donation does, right? And provides a patient with a blood transfusion. It provides me with that next chemotherapy drug that I can test in my my lab, every single one of those individual donations goes to something incredibly important that I can't imagine not having for my patients, and having, you know, that ability to provide them everything that they need. And it, for me as a physician, I'm in sort of a utopia because I have all of those resources at my fingertips.
Right.
And then also thinking that not only the patients here getting this, you know, top-notch therapy, and isn't, you know, research is happening all the time that is changing the way that we take care of these patients, but also that families at the end of the day don't have to worry about having to pay for their treatment.
Right.
And
right.
Having to worry all that stress, right, about being away from home and from work, and how do I support a family? You know, all of that is taken care of when they come here to St. Jude. And it's because of people that are donating through TriDelta to make that possible.
No family ever gets a bill from St. Jude, right? Treatment, travel, housing, medication, it just doesn't happen. And that's the generosity of donors.
Yeah,
and I just love that TriDelta is in that mix. I mean, it is a point of pride, I think, for all of us.
They make that possible. And I'll take it even a step further, you know, as a physician, where normally I would have to worry about making sure that, you know, my patient could get the medications that they needed. And I'd spend a lot of time on the phone trying to coordinate their care, or trying to get approval for whatever MRI that they needed, or
sure.
Making sure that they had everything taken care of with school. All of that time that I would spend sort of coordinating care, I don't have to do any of that. And so that aspect of time then puts me in the research lab, where I can be focusing on the things that, you know, I think are incredibly important in terms of coming up with new therapies. And so none of that would be happening if I didn't have that knowledge that my patients were taken care of. And again, that is all provided from members of TriDelta that continue to support St. Jude.
Yep, your patients can get the help they need when they need it. And this is, you know, this is a little inside baseball, but I do think the Let's Talk TriDelta audience is just a really smart group of women. You mentioned that the minute you make a discovery, you share it, right? And I say you, meaning the physicians and researchers right at St. Jude, and you don't hold those things in to be able to release in some sort of way that actually would be motivated by funding, right?
Correct.
Like you, because of the funding of individual donors and organizations like TriDelta, just generous people, you're not holding all of those discoveries waiting for the next grant or waiting for the next round of funding. And I think that's another important difference that not everyone understands.
Correct.
The true reliance that St. Jude has on public donations, but what that means on the back end in terms of, you know, speed to the cures.
Correct. Yeah. I don't have any barrier to me being able to share. That benefits all patients, not just here at St. Jude, but really across the country, right? Because we
right.
can get that information out there. And, you know,
right.
another sort of piece I mentioned that we bring, you know, patient tumors to the lab, we learn how to grow them. We come up with different models for how we, you know, do research for some of these incredibly rare tumors. Well, you know, there are plenty of other research sites that would love to do research on different aspects, but they maybe don't have the models or the expertise or the information. And so
right.
we share that. So we've
yeah.
come up with something here at St. Jude that I've been involved in since I started in the lab, called the Childhood Solid Tumor Network, where we make these resources available. And you just go to the website, you request what you want, we ship it to you. There's no charge, there's no obligation. Not only are we, you know, doing research on these particular models and stuff in our lab, but we're shipping these same things across the world so that other people
Perfect.
Can also research, right? And trying to build this dialogue back and forth, where it takes an army of donors to make this possible. It takes an army of researchers to make this possible. And so, you know, that's founded here at St. Jude and continues to really have a ripple effect. Again, trying to get the treatments and the cures to the patients that absolutely need it the most without any hesitation immediately.
I just love it. So Beth, did you always know that you wanted to be a research oncologist? Did you always know that you wanted
yeah.
to do this? And did you always know you wanted to do it at St. Jude?
You know, that's a really great question, Karen. I think growing up, because of my, you know, family's experience with
yeah.
St. Jude, I always thought it would be sort of a dream to be able to come
yeah.
here. You know, my friend that was treated here in Memphis, he, I think, had such a great relationship with his doctors and his nurses. And it was always his dream to be able to come back to St. Jude to become a physician and sort of be a part of that family. And he passed away when he was in seventh grade and never got that chance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that has sort of been on my heart since that time when I was in grade school.
Sure.
And thought it was sort of a dream. And somehow his dream morphed into mine, kind of the right doors open at the right time, sort of throughout my career. And again, going to college where St. Jude with TriDelta was, again, sort of a part of my family. That, you know, was another piece that I think was really transformative for my career. And then going to medical school and having the opportunity, my first year of medical school, I came back, spent the first summer in a research lab here in St. Jude. And that was an amazing experience. I thought, man, like, you know, maybe this could be a possibility, but I don't know, you know? And so after finishing medical school, I did my pediatric training and sort of try to keep an open mind, but everything was pulling me back to St. Jude. And so I was really blessed to get the opportunity to come here for oncology training. And because of the research, if you would have asked me 10 years ago, or even, you know, 20 years ago, would I have my own research lab and be doing what I'm doing now? I would have said, you are crazy. I think it's just incredible to think how far things have come. You know, I love taking care of patients. I wanted to be a part of the movement that was making it better for them. And so, you know, research,
right.
I think was going to be involved, but to think that I have my own research lab, you know, this is a dream, you know, made possible again, because of our donors and, you know, working around the colleagues that I was here at St. Jude. I think they saw more in me than I ever saw in myself, sort of pushed me.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I am incredibly proud of the work that is done here at St. Jude. I'm incredibly proud of the resources that I have to take care of my patients. I think it's just an amazing, amazing hospital, and just, you know, proud of my TriDelta Foundation that helped get me here.
Absolutely. So what would you say to TriDelta sisters with big dreams? You are living your big dream right now. So what kind of guidance, right? What advice would you give to women with big dreams?
Yeah. You know, it sounds sort of cliche, but go after it. Yeah. I think you have to, when that door opens, you have to walk through it and you have to take a chance. Again, when I came here to St. Jude, if you would have told me I would have had my own research lab and be spending more time over here, I think it would just be absolutely crazy. But someone encouraged me and said, hey, you know, you've got this as part of your fellowship. You had time for research. They introduced me to this person that was running a lab named Mike Dyer. And, you know, he welcomed me with open arms and said, hey, you've got some interesting, you know, challenges and experiences dealing with patients. Let's talk about how we work on that in the research lab. And I'll be honest, I was a little bit reluctant at first to walk through that door because it wasn't my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
It was outside my, you know, it was a very fancy investigator, someone I thought was like well over my league. You know, I'm sort of a junior member here, walking in very much a pediatrician, you know, happy-go-lucky, walking into what I thought was going to be some, you know, very serious research lab. But at the end of the day, I did walk through that door and I was encouraged to walk through that door. And so I think when you have these opportunities, you have to step through the door and try it out because the rest becomes history. And I can't imagine doing anything else than what I'm doing now, but I'm so thankful for just the support and encouragement to step through the door. So I would tell everyone else, you know, it's okay if it's out of your comfort zone, get your support system with you and walk through that door and make the most of every opportunity that you're given.
That is just awesome. And I got to tell you, we are grateful that you are exactly where you are, doing exactly what you're doing. And what a pleasure to have you today on Let's Talk TriDelta. Where can our listeners learn more about you and connect with you?
Yeah, you know, I think I mentioned before the research site. So if you go to www.stjude.org and then hit the / and put CSTN, that stands for Childhood Solid Tumor Network, that will share a little bit about some of the research efforts and stuff that we have going on here. I've also got a physician portal on the St. Jude website. So please come check that out. We're also in the process. We've got in the days now that everything's sort of, you know, virtualizing with Twitter and everything else. I'll have another Twitter lab page that's going to be opening up soon to sort of, you know, share some of our research. So keep posted for that.
Cool. That's but yeah, awesome. I love the lab on Twitter.
Yeah. This is the day and age. I gotta keep up. So I may actually be calling on some of my collegiate members to sort of help me get it all set up and make it legit.
Yeah, and they absolutely will rise to the occasion, no doubt.
It'll be probably much better, yes, because of them.
Well, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for your time and for all you do for St. Jude patients and families and for doing TriDelta pretty proud over there at St. Jude. So thank you, Beth, for being with us today.
Well, I would love to close just by me saying thank you. You know, it is truly an honor for me to be able to share a little bit about what TriDelta has meant in my life and really just the resources that you guys have put at my fingertips. So thank you so very much to all of my TriDelta collegiate members, all of their supporters, everyone that is making sure that, you know, we can get these treatments to the patients that need it the most. So thank you all so very much.
A big thank you to Dr. Beth Stewart for being with us on Let's Talk TriDelta. Beth, keep up your amazing work in the fight to treat and defeat childhood cancer. We're so proud of you. We hope all of our members and families remain safe this season as we fall for kindness. And we invite you to stay tuned for more exciting events, programs, and celebrations coming your way. You can find out more on our website, tridelta.org. We'll also be providing new podcasts for you as we begin the fall, including a return of our popular 3 for You series. We'd like to hear from you, though. We want to know what's on your mind as you head into the fall and the holiday season. What kinds of things would you like to hear from experts on? Email us at podcast@trideltaeo.org. This podcast was actually made possible by the support of generous dues-paying alumni of TriDelta. Have you paid your annual dues yet? If not, log into MyTriDelta at trideltaorg to learn how. Know that we make it super easy for you to do so. And if you will, please like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. We love 5-star ratings at Let's Talk TriDelta. And we thank you for taking time to talk TriDelta with us. Join us next time. Stay safe, wear your mask, and bring you.